Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, Ford is recalling 2 million pickup trucks. 840 new words have been added to the dictionary. And we have Michael Jackson's iconic jacket in studio. It turns out every traveler's least favorite part of the airport is also the dirtiest. In a new study, disease experts from the University of Nottingham and the Finnish National Institute for Health and Welfare tested every surface in the airport to see which had the most germs. The most contaminated place was at the security checkpoint. The team found that the plastic trays where flyers put their personal items to be x-rayed have more germs than airport toilets. Researchers believe that's because of the amount of people who touch the bins with their hands every day. The most common germ was the rhinovirus, which causes cold-like symptoms. They also found the influenza virus. Other germ hotspots included payment terminals, staircase railings, the counters at passport checkpoints, and children's play areas. The study's authors say the baggage trays should be disinfected more often to help stop a pandemic. They also recommend airports offer hand sanitizer before and after security checkpoints. Now, this is how easily a germy airport can affect a flight. This just happened. Emirates Flight 203 from Dubai was quarantined Wednesday morning when it landed at JFK Airport in New York. 106 of at least 500 passengers on the flight had fallen ill with symptoms like coughing, fever, and vomiting. 10 people were hospitalized, and the health commissioner said it was probably influenza. And the coroner has released the Cranberries lead singer Dolores O'Riordan's cause of death. The 46-year-old passed away from a tragic accident in January when she drowned in her hotel bathtub after drinking an excessive amount of alcohol. And finally, California neonatal nurse Vilma Wong cared for a preemie baby 28 years ago. Fast forward to today, and that baby is now a grown man named Brandon Seminatore, who's a second-year pediatric resident at the same hospital where Wong still works. The two couldn't believe it when they realized their special connection, and neither can we. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, a popular car maker is addressing safety concerns.
That's right, Kristen. Ford is recalling 2 million F-150 pickup trucks to fix a seatbelt defect that's been causing fires. The company has identified at least 23 reports of smoke or fire, but no injuries or accidents connected to the defect. Burberry is going to stop burning its unsold items. This after recently admitting to burning $37 million of unwanted items a year to prevent them from being devalued. Some Whole Foods employees want to unionize to address changes at the company since Amazon's takeover last year.
So what implications could this have for Amazon?
They could be big if these efforts take off. Amazon has more than 500,000 employees worldwide. The company has been under fire lately by some lawmakers for paying employees low wages who rely on public assistance.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Nicole. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear Nicki Minaj is jealous her new album didn't debut at number one.
That's right, Kristen. Nicki Minaj was on the Ellen Show, and she's still a little upset about her album sales for Queen falling behind Travis Scott's Astroworld. When Ellen asked her how she felt about being number two, she replied, "I felt like I wanted to punch him in his face." She went on to explain that he was selling T-shirts and sweaters, and it's not fair. Well, you know what, Nicki? Life isn't fair. Amber Rose never called me back, but guess what? I'm okay. Now, it's no secret that Kim Kardashian is one of the best-dressed celebrities, and believe it or not, her husband is behind her style. Kardashian West revealed that she owes her fashion skills to her husband, Kanye. Now, that's cool and all, Kim, but just make sure he doesn't pick out your shoes. Okay. And finally, there was a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion. Now, Will Smith and Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton, were hitting the links this week. They surprised fans when Will posted a selfie on the golf course with his on-screen cousin with the quote, "One of my favorite people on this whole damn rock." I wonder who won the game. On that note, I am out. That's this week's Dish. Until next time, I'll holler at you later, Kristen.
Well, I love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So good to see those two back together. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. It's time now for Royal Watch, and we're excited to have royal commentator Victoria Arbiter with us. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Great to be with you, Kristen.
So let's start with Meghan Markle. She's had quite the year.
She has had quite the year, and she's got an excellent start to the fall season, because this week, People magazine magazine named her the best dressed star of 2018. Now, her sophisticated, tailored, neutral palette has been a big hit since she joined the royal family. Everything she wears sells out. To give you one example, a Strathberry bag that she carried on her first engagement with Prince Harry cleared the shelves within 11 minutes.
That's incredible. Now, Victoria, I remember right after the wedding, Meghan got some heat for showing her shoulders. Is that okay now?
Kristen, it was okay before. She was sophisticated, she looked elegant. If the Queen was happy, we should all be happy.
Speaking of style, I hear her father-in-law, Prince Charles, also travels in style.
He made quite a grand entrance this week. He attended a conference at the Royal Albert Hall, and he arrived in his brand new electric car. Now, he's the first member of the royal family to own an electric car, and he chose his $77,000 Jaguar I-Pace in custom Loire Blue over Tesla, which of course is a competitor. Prince Charles already uses energy efficient light bulbs, he uses solar panels, so he's certainly putting his money where his mouth is when it comes to being green. And I have a little royal wedding news to share. Princess Eugenie and her fiance Jack Brooksbank were spotted at exclusive Savile Row tailor's Huntsman earlier this week. It's believed Jack was there being fitted for his morning suit, which of course is traditional British and royal wedding attire. Eugenie will be getting married on October 12th at St. George's Chapel, Windsor.
Victoria, I could talk to you all day long, but sadly, we've got to wrap up here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, and moving right along, a list of new entries in the dictionary could leave some English speakers feeling a little salty. That's just one of 840 new words announced by Merriam-Webster. Their definition is feeling or showing resentment towards a person or situation. Many of the new definitions show how important technology has become in modern life. The word Instagram is now in the dictionary, but as a verb, much like Google. There are definitions for retweet and unfollow. There's also one for airplane mode. A show with multiple episodes or parts that can be watched in rapid succession is now officially bingeable. Hangry is the feeling of anger because of hunger. If you go through all 840 new entries, that could be a time suck, which is also now in the dictionary. Okay, listen to this one. College student Jev Maravilla pulled off an impressive prank at his local Texas McDonald's. Maravilla revealed the prank on social media, writing, "I noticed there was a blank wall at McDonald's, so I decided to make this fake poster of me and my friend. It's now been 51 days since I hung it up." Maravilla and his friend Christian Toledo, who also stars in the ad, edited a photo of themselves and spent $85 to turn it into a large poster board. They even bought a $7 McDonald's shirt at a thrift store so they'd look the part when they nonchalantly hung up their poster with help from a few accomplices. The prank has now gone viral, and it's driving home the reason the guys did it in the first place, to make a point about inclusion.
Remember, folks, all races deserve recognition. And I guess I did my part.
He sure did. That was one heck of an epic prank, and I'm loving it. Now, here's a shocker. More than 2 million American children have been diagnosed with anxiety. And as a new school year gets underway, many parents are looking for ways to help their kids de-stress and focus on mindfulness. So joining us now to talk about this is Malika Chopra, author of the new book, Just Breathe, an illustrated meditation guide for children. Malika, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, congrats on the book. It's a beautiful book.
Thank you.
And meditation, when I think of meditation, I think of grown-ups.
Yes.
But you have some ways to make it accessible for children.
So for kids, we presented in 1 minute, 2 minute sound bites. So from breathing exercises to movement to mindful eating and walking to gratitude exercises. So there are many ways that children can learn about meditation and mindfulness.
Malika, my son, Kingston, he's 4. He's very emotional, kind of like his mama. I teach him to take deep breaths,
yes.
And it really does help him. What are some of the benefits of meditation?
It helps kids focus better. It helps them deal with anxiety, which then helps healing and sleep. It also helps kids get to know who they are.
Not only do kids stress out during back to school time, but parents tend to stress out as well. Juggling so much, do you have any tips for, say, moms on the go?
One of the tips that I use is called STOP. S is for stop. Mm-hmm. T is for take 3 breaths. O is just take a second and observe your body. And then P is proceed.
Malika, great information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, don't forget to pick up Malika's latest book. It's called Just Breathe, and it's available now. And moving right along, it's been really hot lately. Many people are suffering from heat exhaustion, which is why we have today's top 30 steal. A 3-pack of Dr. Cool Chill Sport cooling towels at a special 60% discount. These towels help keep you cool during indoor and outdoor activities. You can wear them around your neck or on your head. They're great for sporting events, exercising, working outside, and more. You just wet it and wring out the excess water. Then when you get hot, grab the towel on both ends and pull your hands apart to snap the fabric. That will activate the cooling technology and lower the material's temperature by up to 30%. And don't worry, washing it won't make it stop working. They're available in red, orange, green, black, and fuchsia. The 3-pack of Dr. Cool Chill Sport cooling towels retails for $45. But today you can buy them for just $18. That's a 60% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. Alrighty, still to come, one of the coolest moments on this show, I get to wear Michael Jackson's jacket. You won't want to miss it. Also, pot could better your golf game. Who knew? In today's hometown stories, from Fox 2 Detroit, since returning from service in 1989, former Army Corporal Doug Zarucha has struggled with depression ever since numerous spinal surgeries left him confined to a wheelchair. But now, thanks to the Michigan Humane Society's new program, MHS for Military, Doug has a new companion to help him get through his struggles. The program that launched this past June connects veterans in need with shelter animals, making sure those who've served our country never lack the love, compassion, and support they deserve. In our next story from Fox 26 Houston, after Hurricane Harvey struck Houston over a year ago, the city is still facing plenty of challenges. A big problem for Houston native Julie Beasley was, how do you explain a disaster like this to your child? She figured out a way and wrote H is for Harvey, a children's book that teaches kids everything from the rescues to the shelters, a creative way to help kids understand, cope, and move on after the storm. And in our final story from Fox 35 Orlando, 9-year-old Nasiah Jackson is the only girl on her Leesburg, Florida Pop Warner football team. But for her, football is much more than a game. Last April, Nasiah's father passed away in a motorcycle accident. She almost gave up the game, but she knew her dad would never have wanted her to quit. So now she's using the game to honor her father and is playing better than ever, becoming one of the league's best players. And now to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. The new Bachelor has been chosen. Brody, what do we know?
Colton Underwood has been announced as the season 23 star of The Bachelor. That's right, the 26-year-old former NFL player will be getting another chance to find love on the popular show after failing to do so on Becca Cuffren's season of The Bachelorette or the current season of Bachelor in Paradise. We spoke to Becca, who said that she and her fiancé Garrett support the choice of Colton as a bachelor, and that Becca thinks he'll take his time, be articulate, and really put his heart into it. And Demi Lovato will not be returning to her Hollywood Hills home when she gets out of rehab later this year. In June, Demi revealed that she had relapsed after 6 years of sobriety and made headlines again when she had a very scary overdose in late July. After a nearly 2-week hospital stay, she entered rehab, and we recently learned that she has put her house on the market for a cool $9.5 million.
Well, a fresh beginning sounds like a good idea. And hey, speaking of new beginnings, did Kourtney Kardashian break up with her boyfriend?
Kourtney and Eunice Benjamin had a brief breakup, but Us Weekly can exclusively report that they are back together. A source told us that there was some miscommunication last month between the 39-year-old Keeping Up with the Kardashians star and her 26-year-old model boyfriend that led to the couple's split. However, our insider said that the two have worked it out and are now giving it another shot.
Thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. Alrighty, with just 6 weeks left until recreational marijuana becomes legal in Canada, the golf industry is buzzing about whether or not smoking weed on the links will be allowed. The British Columbia Golf Association surveyed thousands of its members on the issue of puffing before putting and found they were divided by age. More than 50% of the players under the age of 35 said they plan to smoke marijuana while they golf, but only 10% over the age of 55 said they would. Golfer Cameron Burns said marijuana helps my game out, that's for sure. Does it? Well, Golf Digest conducted their own study to see how marijuana affected your golf game. The results were pretty interesting. They found that a little bit of weed helped relax the muscles and calm nerves, improving distance off the tee and overall performance. But a little goes a long way. Too much, and your game will take a dive. The National Golf Course Owners Association Canada has said policies for staff and golfers will be established once pot is legalized, and private courses will make their own choice. Well, with more than 40 years experience and some 20,000 clients, Dr. Jan Pohl is one of America's favorite veterinarians. The doctor specializes in large farm animals, but others sometimes find their way into the mix. Here's a preview of the incredible Dr. Pohl in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
What is the matter with you?
Louis was one of those that talked incessantly.
You want to go to Jan? Huh?
Throw my shoulder. Poop. Nice and warm.
How do you look with red hair?
How do you look with hair?
The poor guy needed so much attention. And of course, Diane and I are softies for kittens like that. And the main thing is just to pet it and make it feel good.
To see more, watch The Incredible Dr. Pohl Saturdays at 9, 8 Central on Nat Geo Wild. A nationwide change to make sure every state has the same ID standards is going into effect. And if yours isn't up to date, it could keep you from boarding a plane. Sounds like a headache. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with what you need to know about real ID. Hi, Mike.
Kristen, I got the real info here on the real ID. If you don't have one of these by October of 2020, you may not be able to get on an airplane. Let me give you an example. Here in Pennsylvania, a PA, a Pennsylvania driver's license, won't be enough to board the plane.
The difference is that the real ID will get you on an airplane and the standard issue driver's license won't after October 1st, 2020.
Wondering about the cost? Well, a real ID will cost you $30.
So, Mike, what happens if you don't get one? Can you still fly?
Oh, you can still fly if you have a passport. So here's the deal. You're either going to have a passport or this real ID because the state's driver's license won't be good enough anymore.
Important info for anyone hoping to fly soon. Thanks, Mike. Let's talk about the New York Jets. They haven't had a consistent franchise quarterback since Joe Namath led the team to its only Super Bowl victory. That happened in 1969. But now they think they found their guy. Head coach Todd Bowles announced Sam Darnold will be the Jets' starting quarterback for the upcoming NFL season. Darnold was the third overall pick in this year's draft. And when he makes his regular season debut, Darnold will become the youngest Week 1 starting quarterback in NFL history. At just 21 years and 97 days old, Darnold will take the record from Drew Bledsoe, who was 21 years and 203 days old when he started Week 1 for the New England Patriots in 1993. But Darnold isn't the youngest quarterback to ever start an NFL game. That honor still belongs to Tommy Maddox, who started Week 12 for the Denver Broncos in 1992 when he was just 21 years and 81 days old. Despite Darnold's young age, his coaches were impressed by how fast he picked up the team's playbook and learned from his mistakes. Sam Darnold will take his first snap as an NFL starter Monday night against the Detroit Lions. August 29th would have been Michael Jackson's 60th birthday. And of course, while the King of Pop is no longer with us, fans will soon be able to own a piece of music history, including this jacket behind us. With a preview of items for auction this fall, we're joined by Martin Nolan of Julian's Auctions. Martin, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Great to be here.
I am trying not to be a ridiculous fangirl right now, so where do we start?
Amazing items, including those sketches. He was a great all-round artist.
Yeah, not everyone knows that. He was a great artist.
Artist, all-round. He did amazing sketches, including the one of his, he did an outline of his hand where he said, ungloved, Michael Jackson, 85. Oh, and yeah. Then, of course, there's another self portrait also done in 85 of Michael Jackson, signed by Michael Jackson, and he titled it Mwah, M-O-I. So we have those amazing gloves he wore in the Bad video, which was directed by Martin Scorsese. Everyone will know those gloves. Gloves like that will sell for huge money. You know, we've sold his white glove for $420,000 when he first performed the moonwalk in 1983. Oh, so that just tells you how collectible Michael Jackson is.
Now this jacket, I recognize it. It's from the Bad live performance, right? The world tour.
Yeah, his first solo performance, 1987 to 1989.
Okay, the big question, Martin.
Yes.
Can I try it on?
Kristen, You are so bad to ask me that question.
I'm bad.
But because you're such a huge fan, I'm going to give you that pleasure.
I feel like I need to prepare myself for that.
Last worn by Michael Jackson in 1989 on the Bad Tour.
This is as close to Michael Jackson as I've ever gotten. It feels good.
And he has a sign on the back as well, which is amazing.
This is one of the coolest moments of my career.
Awesome.
Martin, thank you so much.
And you're wearing your black and white as well.
Well, that was on purpose, of course. Martin, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure, absolutely.
And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. And here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new report says playing sports can help you live longer, and one type added more years than others. Plus, adding a certain store to your neighborhood could boost rent prices. And twin brothers who lost their father on 9/11 found a special way to honor his memory. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.